Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. If I depart from Christ, you depart from the message. Period. Cool? Great. We got it. Folks, on Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9 p.m., Grand Gateway Hotel, 1721 North La Crosse Street, Rapid City, South Dakota, tomorrow. Okay? Tomorrow. Again, I will be with America's Constitutional Sheriff, Richard Max. And with that again said, friends, Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9 p.m., that is exactly where we're going to be at. I'm excited to see how this is all going to transpire. I just wanted to show you what's going on in Minneapolis right now. And if you haven't seen this, this is rather interesting. But this is at the Minneapolis airport.
Yeah.
Isn't this crazy? In an airport. In an airport, friends, I kid you negative. You can't make this kind of stuff up. And this is what you call lawlessness. This is what you call a people that will not be ruled by law. And this is exactly the type of people that the tyrants mean to breed to create domestic insurrection. And we're seeing what's happening here, friends. And, again, you just can't make this kind of stuff up. Boys, girls, men, women, pulling each other's hair off. Literally one woman's wig fell off and she was bald-headed. And yet she continuously throws more blows. I mean, again, you just can't make this kind of stuff up. But this is happening at the Minneapolis airport. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because the Bible is clear when it tells us that when you bring in other gods within the gates, Judges 5:8, that there's going to be war within the gates. There is going to be war within the gate is what the Bible tells us. Is that what's happening here? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, friends, I'm highlighting this for the very purpose that just the other day I ended up at a store, a large store, about 25 miles away from where I'm at now. And as you know, in the state of Minnesota, they're trying to basically transport from Somalia into Minnesota the Somalians. It's the most dangerous culture in the world, one of them. They have the lowest IQ rate, which is, I believe, 6%. So you're dealing with an ignorant people that have destroyed their country, that are, for some reason or another, being allured into America for no other reason than to bring judgment upon a people. You can mark the Lord's words on that, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. But what was interesting and what I took note of is when we went in there, friends, everywhere I looked, It was people that were from Somalia. Now, I'm not saying they're not cool people to have a conversation with. I've had several conversations. As a matter of fact, when I'm in places like that, I'm tracking people with the gospel. I'm sharing the gospel message. But folks, you can't ignore the fact that they're bringing their culture with them into America. Now, when I'm inside of the store, I noticed everywhere I looked, they had hijabs on, they had burqas on. There was that scent that these people wear. And there's nothing wrong with it, but it was just the air was filled with that scent, that aroma. And as I walk in, I noticed that every direction I looked, it was like I felt like I was in Somalia. No kidding. And I'm thinking to myself, why are they congregating like this? Why are they congregating in such a fashion? Why are they not assimilating into society? And what we noticed, friends, is when we walked through the store, that everything was locked up. In other words, there's a high rate of theft going on. Of course, because that's what comes from their culture, right? And as I come back, I walk over to my wife and I say to my wife, they have this locked up and they have this locked up and you can't look at anything, you can't touch it. And I'm talking about what they had locked up. And what was interesting to note, friends, is out of nowhere, a guy started to insert information into this conversation that I was having with my wife. He said, this store, for the record, closes down at 9 o'clock. And he said the reason they close it down is because the high level of theft and crime and gun shootings that take place in this particular area. And I looked at him and I said, well, there it goes, right? They're bringing their culture into America and they're attempting to spread it about. Instead of saying thank you to the God that blessed America in obedience and in assimilating to his word, what are they doing? They're bringing their culture in with them, the very God that brought them to destruction in their other land, that they're trying to bring into America with them now, and the same system of, I don't want to call them values, friends, because they're not values. Let's call it for what it is, the same system of crimes they're bringing into America with them. Now, again, I want to make clear that, listen, every time I have a conversation with them, for the most part, they're good conversations. And I pink and blue them with gospel tracts. And they're cool people. I usually go for the kids. And I've had conversations with the older ones as well. But folks, there is an underlying obvious issue taking place here in the United States of America. Where they come into America, they destroy the society where they're at. And it's exactly what I partook with. It's exactly what I just witnessed. Now, I want to tell you this too, on the way out, because I was just showing you, friends, what was going on at the Minneapolis airport. They're beginning to call that area Somalia. I kid you negative. But this is what's happening in that of the Minneapolis airport right now. But when we left the big store that we were in, what was interesting to take note of, friends, was that they had security all around the building. They're bringing their culture with them. This is the Minneapolis airport. Oh, Bradley, are you picking on these people? Nope. I don't care what color they are. I don't care where they came from. If they're not abiding by the laws, I have a serious problem with them. And by the way, so should you. And that's exactly what I'm highlighting here. Well, you're profiling. Well, if I'm profiling a certain group of people that are assimilating, or should I say coming into America, bringing their culture with them, meaning to conquer America, not to assimilate, call it what you will. But the American people better understand that this is going to go on until these people assimilate. Again, this is the Minneapolis airport. You can't make this kind of stuff up. Folks, we got much to talk about today. I just wanted to share that with you really quick. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you about some information that we all knew was coming. An expose on the crimes of those that are behind this pandemic once again. How many times do they need to be exposed before the people on this planet, or should I say in this country, begin to deal with the lawless? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, friends. This is again, Bradley we'll Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
One eight six six five eight two nine nine three three. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com on the right side of the page. And or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. We got Jeremy calling in from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Jeremy?
Hey, I was. I guess you asked me to call in.
You made a comment on social media platforms, so I applaud you for calling in. But you had said something about the Somalians, like that wasn't a problem. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I was making a comment to somebody about this. It was about this video. That you showed earlier of the violence going on at that airport, and somebody else had said, oh, that's wrong. It's not Somalia, it's America. And I responded to that comment saying that what you were saying was that it's basically turning into Somalia because of the violence at the airports.
Exactly. Since I have you on the phone, what city are you calling out of in California, Jeremy, if I can ask?
I'm calling from Big Bear.
Okay, what is that by?
It's in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Okay, yeah, I know exactly where you're at. Yeah, okay, I got a friend over there that does radio. Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate it. I totally appreciate you calling in, Jeremy. But the point was that I wanted to make, and good, and thank you for clarifying. But, you know, someone was saying, well, why is that bad, right? Well, if you look at Denmark, did you know that 450% more crimes were committed by Muslims than non-Muslims? Let's not get our eye off the ball here, friends. Did you know that in Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months? That's 780 crimes every single day in Germany. Okay? Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. Call it what you will, friends. This is the fruit thereof. Okay? England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Okay. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only, ready for this, 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. Why would you transport those people from Somalia into your prospective countries outside of the fact that you want to create more crime? Because when you create more crime like that, guess what happens? The people cry out for the government to take more control over those that are committing the crimes. You understand? But if you looked at it for the way that you should look at it, not in a backwards way, but in an upright manner, you should look at it in the sense of, wait a second, if we don't tolerate crime, they're not going to bring those people here in the first place because they're not going to want to be here because you're not going to tolerate their crimes, right? Isn't that what guards our liberties? Absolutely, Isaiah 51, verse 4. Did you know that in the United States of America, 91.4% of the Muslim refugees are on food stamps? Are you ready for this, Americans? This one's going to jack you up, especially if you have a job. Here you have it. 91.4% of Muslim refugees in America are on food stamps. 91%. 68.3% are on cash welfare. I'm not making this up. Statistically, right on, spot on, friends. Here it is. Okay. Did you also know that Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% of the migrants to America favor Sharia law? They're not here, friends, to assimilate. They're here to conquer. And that's exactly what I've seen, and yet the American people are allowing their politicians to open the floodgates for these people to flood the streets of America. I want to show you, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, and or that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I want to show you what's happening in France right now. France is becoming a police state, just like I told you. They needed the crime so the people would cry out to government for more control. So what do they got on the streets now? Well, they have military. Armed military, AK-47s, AR-15s, M4s, folks, you name it, on the streets of France. Why? Because of all of the Somalians that they're bringing into France. Now, I want to show you the fruit of. Okay, so you look at the streets of France. What do you see? 99.9% of what I'm looking at right now are Somalians. Okay? Going on, here they are coming into France. You can see they're not there to assimilate. By the way, them wearing burqas or hijabs shows you that they are not there to assimilate. They're there to conquer. Just ask them. They'll tell you. Okay? This is the right in the middle of the city of France. You can see what they're doing. They're littering their malls, their streets, to the point of you can't even make it up, friends. I mean, it's disgraceful. And it's shameful, to say the least. But yet, here they come. And remember the crime levels that are taking place, friends, in those particular states. Also keep in mind, if you go to Germany, it's the same thing over there. We also know that over in France and in Germany, just a side note to our main topic today, it's interesting that many of the people are in France and in Germany, where they're bringing these Somalians, they're making the people of those prospective countries move out of their homes to give way to bigger families from Somalia. And if you know anything about Miss Merkel, Adolf Hitler's daughter out there in Germany, she's also responsible for smacking the German flag and saying that Germany belongs to Islam. I'm not kidding you. Okay? I just thought I would share that information with you because, friends, you don't realize that this is happening. Isn't it interesting when the mainstream media is not talking about it, you act as if it's not happening anymore? No, it's my job to make sure my eyes are on your six in every given direction as a horn of salvation to fight off the enemies. But you're going to have to do your part, too. I can't do everything for you. Okay? I also wanted to bring you over now, switching up on topics. Because I'm going to get to this main topic. And by the way, I have good news today. At the end of the show, I have good news today. It's a great victory, and you're going to be pleased with this. But it shows you, again, if you're willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 2 Timothy 1:7, you're going to win the day. You can't find the Lord where he doesn't honor his word, friends. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy, he will not deny himself, and he doesn't. If we're willing to fight, he's willing to give us the results. I'm going to bring that to you at the end of the show today. I want to show you what happened here at a Dunkin' Donuts. And I want to tell you this as well, friends. All of the corporations that are in unison, that are allied, Isaiah 28, verse 18, with the covenant of death and the covenant of health, working against the people on the behalf, just like of corrupt politicians in this fascist state, trying to beat down the people in submission to the CDC and the WHO, which, by the way, is completely backfiring. I'm happy to say amen, hallelujah. And I told you this 6 months ago, but now we're beginning to see the fruition of it. But I want you to remember all these companies that are telling you this is what you better do before you can come in and shop at our store. Well, this is what happened at a Dunkin' Donuts in the United States of America. And I strongly suggest, friends, that you put a strong ban on these people, because this one is a little surprising, but it shows you to the degree of the stupidity that they're willing to go. You ready for this? Check this out.
I'm not going to leave until you give my order.
He's going through a drive-thru, and they're telling him that he has to put a mask on in his car before they will serve him. I'm not kidding you, friends.
I'm not inside of your business. Yes, but I'm not inside of your business. I'm inside of my car. I'm not going
to listen to that. Okay. So, again, this is backwards every step of the way. This business should be thankful that someone's going through their drive-thru to buy product from them in the first place. They found within themselves to go ahead and reverse that and treat their customers like garbage. And the customer is now acting on the behest of the corrupt politician and administrative law being used by tyrants in federal government. Okay? They're trying to enforce it. That's how they're getting away with what they're getting away with. And it's completely illegal and unconstitutional. But how much more can these people play the useful idiot in such a fashion? Because this one is probably the cream of the crop when it comes to the word stupid. Check it out in Webster's 1828, because it has definition, friends. Dull and insensible. A guy's going through the drive-thru, and because he's going through the drive-thru, he's ordering. He's not going inside of the store. He made his order. When he gets to the window, the useful idiot says to him, if you don't have a mask on, we are not going to serve you. You're at our business. Folks, without customers, they don't have a business. Americans, will you figure this out and put a stop to this? Quit giving these people business, because when you quit giving them business, they're going to go out of business. Period. Rather than you giving up your God-given rights. Let's continue on.
Wait, you're holding up. Listen, you're on camera right now. You can either call the cops. I don't care what your policy is.
Can you make this up?
But you're on Duncan's property.
Yes, I'm not inside. Listen, give me the order. Put the stuff right over there, and then I'll take my card.
I can't serve you without it.
Okay, then I'm going to...
I can't serve you without you wearing a mask in your car. Quit giving these businesses business.
CDC says masks don't work. By the way, it doesn't matter what it is. You're on camera.
Wow.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The head of the Fed says inflation isn't ending anytime soon. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's probably time we stop referring to inflation as transitory.
So I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. To many, it carries a time, a sense of short-lived. We tend to use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
Inflation hit a 30-year record in October, with consumer prices rising over 6%. Reports say at least one person has been shot and six are injured at a Michigan high school. Police are on the scene at Oxford High School in Oxford, Michigan, which is about 30 minutes north of Detroit. You're listening to USA Radio News. A South African doctor is speaking out regarding a new coronavirus variant.
The South African doctor at the epicenter for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was on CNN Monday night, relaying what she knows about the Omicron. Dr. Angelique Coetzee.
The public needs to understand what we currently are seeing. It's very early days, but the majority of what we are presenting to primary healthcare practitioners are extremely mild cases, so mild to moderate. So these patients... It means they don't need to be hospitalized for now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
El Chapo's wife is being sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. Emma Cornell Espero, pleading guilty to three federal counts that place her at the heart of her husband's drug cartel in Mexico. Her sentence was reduced because she played a minimal role, turned herself into authorities, and pleaded guilty. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, one more time, we are going to be in South Dakota tomorrow, Rapid City. Boy, that's going to be a long drive, let me tell you. Wednesday, December 1st, 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Grand Gateway Hotel. I will be there with the America's Constitutional Sheriff, say they, Richard Mack. Okay, we're going to be there tomorrow. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I was just showing you the absolute lunacy of these wild-eyed, useful idiots that are there to ride off on a pretended authority to try to oppress and browbeat the American public into submission. Quit supporting these companies. Dunkin' Donuts, another one, friends. You see, hey, folks, the companies that are open. Isn't it interesting how all the small businesses were shut down unlawfully, unconstitutionally, therefore rendering it illegal, null and void? Isn't it interesting, friends? Right behind that, all of a sudden the corporations, they were all open for business. See, most Americans have still not come to the realization that the billionaires have increased their wealth 27% over the last 2 years. See how that works, friends? Well, the small businesses were being shut down. The mainstream media was driving everybody to the big corporations that would do what? Take the money, stolen money from the taxpayers that the government was using to give to companies to stay open that would go ahead and enforce their unlawful mandates. And it's exactly what Dunkin' Donuts is doing too. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. Okay? You can't make this up, friends. You really cannot make this up. Now, for, again, the sake of time, I've got two segments. I don't want to rush this one. I want to get to a piece because I want to show you again, friends, what in fact is happening, namely, again, what the mainstream media is omitting or censoring or basically just completely blacking out when it comes to this information. But Fauci was busted not just in 2003. We've already exposed that. Not just 2011. We already exposed that. Not just in 2015. We already exposed that. Yes, I'm not making this up. How many times do these criminals need to be busted and exposed for their crimes, Ephesians 5:11, before the American people drop the law upon their heads and holding them accountable for their crimes against humanity? Then 2017 came along and Fauci was actually, forecasting this mysterious virus that was going to come out of nowhere. Well, we already highlighted that. Well, let's go to 2019. Here is some more information that the mainstream media means to withhold. Folks, I'm telling you, if the 330 million people in this country came together under the umbrella of who we are, not who we are not, but who we are, and we hold every single one of these corrupt politicians in every state, along with federal government, along with the CDC, along with Bill Gates, because India is already charging him with murder, by the way. They're seeking the death penalty. We'll see what happens there, friends. But we have the WHO, we have the CDC, we have the NIH. How many times do they need to be busted for their crimes? And again, the world's defying, literally, in the masses all over the world. And America's still trying to figure out, what's going on? Should we believe them? Shouldn't we believe them? I'm confused. The only reason that you're confused is because you are not paying attention to the fruit. Matthew 7:16, and that's how we are to judge these criminals, period. Okay, I'm going to go over to here. Dr. Fauci, as they call him, the truth exposed on film. And again, this is WOAN, and it's a great piece, and I'm going to play the duration of it so you can see for yourself, again, as to what is going on, and this is information that they mean to withhold from you. So here we go.
Discussing how a new virus from China could be used to enforce universal vaccination back in October of 2019. Here's one America's Pearson Sharp.
As many of us have long suspected, this pandemic and all the resulting chaos was never about fighting a new virus and protecting public safety. This entire exercise has been a government-sanctioned effort to strip Americans of their rights and force us to follow their orders without question or else. You're not allowed to question or raise any objections, or the full weight of the federal government will come down on you, no exceptions. We're supposedly in the midst of the worst pandemic in the history of the world, where hospitals are overflowing with sick and dying patients. But yet at the same time, we can afford to fire hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers who refuse to take the experimental vaccine.
Yep, that's right.
Imagine that. And all to fight against the most dangerous virus humanity has ever faced, that you only have a 99.997% chance of surviving. It's so deadly, when you're diagnosed, doctors just tell you to go home and take DayQuil until it goes away. Clearly, something's not adding up, and many now believe it's because this entire situation may have been contrived from the very start. Footage has just been uncovered from a panel at the Milken Institute, where the high prophet of pharma, the good doctor and dog murderer, Anthony Fauci, was discussing viruses with other officials from the Department of Health and Inhuman Services. In the video, Fauci complains that releasing a vaccine the proper way takes way too long, at least 10 years, he says, and how unfortunate it is that people don't take the regular flu seriously. The other officials agree and suggest blowing the system up and finding a new way to impose a universal flu vaccine.
All contrived.
They noted that people would be reluctant to take that kind of vaccine when it hasn't been tried or tested. That's when another doctor, Rick Bright, also a member of the Rockefeller Foundation, proposed that they should disrupt the bureaucratic process somehow and cut through all the red tape using what he called an entity of excitement. And then Bright tops it all by suggesting, you know, It's not too crazy to think there could be an outbreak of a novel avian flu virus from China, and they could then use that to make a global mRNA vaccine to be tested out on the public. And the best part of all of this happened in October of 2019. Watch it here for yourself.
Why don't we blow this system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in
eggs. It's all contrived. They're telling you so, friends.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial.
I mean, beneficial.
Well with that.
Wow, that's
to
great.
Something that has to be
caught
much better.
With the smoking gun in hand.
You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a
wow,
period of years.
Right there.
That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for
this is called conspiracy
of excitement out there. That's
Jeremiah 11:9.
That's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is.
Yep, totalitarianism.
The problem.
Do you hear what he is saying?
Everything
that is happening right now has all been pre-planned. If it's been pre-planned, friends, that is called conspiracy to commit fraud. This is called crimes against humanity. Smoking gun in their hand. How many times do these criminals need to be caught before your justice system, as they like to be called, brings down the gavel upon the heads of their crimes? Isaiah 26, verse 9. When the people make sure they do their job, that's when and not until then. I go on.
An outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could.
See, they created all of this.
That, beam it to a number of
The virus, you know, was created out or came from China or something like. Listen to what he's telling you. And here is the mainstream media compliant with the crimes, their accomplices to the crimes, to give cover for what? The conspirators. Oh, by the way, I did want to tell you, isn't this whole report that you're now watching, isn't this stuff that we have been telling you for a year and a half? This just came out, friends, 2 days ago. Why is it that the conservatives take so long to catch on to the Spirit of God? I want to tell you why. Because they don't have the Spirit of God. That's why.
Regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on the patch and self-administer.
It's hard to misinterpret what's being said here. They're essentially outlining the pandemic. Everything we've seen from the last year and a half described right here in this video.
That's right.
Before it happened. And this isn't the first time Fauci has gone on the record to apparently broadcast his intentions about the pandemic.
Anybody
back when
attention?
President Trump
Come on,
first
folks.
Took office, Fauci came out with a suspiciously prescient prediction that a major viral pandemic will strike the United States during Trump's administration.
Wow, that's amazing.
The topic today is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
A surprise outbreak. Wow. Forecaster from hell. No, it's called conspiracy. It's against the law, and yet they do it. And you know what's worse? hey, folks, let's just call it for what it is. The American people are sitting back waiting for him, the conspirator, to set the next narrative. I mean, is there a point where you become embarrassed? You do nothings out there? I would think so. Because I'm embarrassed for you. If you're not embarrassed for you, yourselves, I'm embarrassed for you. You should see what others think of you, too. It's
at
crazy.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
So, what's happening is that people are becoming more and more and more aware of the truth of the matter. Even people that have been experimental guinea pigs concerning these experimental jabs, a lot of them are turning on what's going on even after the fact that they believed it before, got the shot, and now they're turning against those that have been perpetuating this conspiracy. It is a conspiracy. It's foretold. It was pre-planned, right? And remember how many times I've shared with you over the last 17 years that the mainstream media gives cover to these conspirators? Is that what they're doing today? Is that what big tech companies doing today? Hey, folks, it's been exposed for a fraud 1,000 times over. Times 100. You know, and I've said this before, the American people see politicians there with smoking gun in hand concerning their crimes against the people, and yet they're given a free hand to do it again. No other country that ignorant. And if there is, I'll tell you what, that all ends sooner or later, too, because that is the history of man. I want to show you how this is backfiring, okay? I'm going to go over to our friend, the co-host for Ron Paul. Rand Paul, by the way, is no Ron Paul. I just want to make clear on that. Ron Paul, His co-host says a lot of good things, and when he gives good information, we're going to bring it forth, okay? So I want you to check this out, and he's talking about how this is beginning to backfire. It is. Ready?
Adam's piece that he had in, that we put in last night. And this is Judge Matthew Shelp, U.S. District Court for Eastern District of Missouri. He issued a preliminary injunction, an order of preliminary injunction, barring the U.S. government from implementing and enforcing Biden's mandate enacted via Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Essentially, what that said is anyone who provides services, Medicare and Medicaid services, must be vaccinated. 10 states sued Biden over this mandate, and this judge ruled in favor of the states. Their argument was that if the hospitals enforce this and fire people or say you have to quit if you don't take the vax, their short-staffed hospitals are going to be an absolute disaster and a nightmare. So it's very good news. It essentially could further snowball, because we've seen the victories in the Fifth Circuit Court. We've seen other victories against this vaccine mandate. This could start to snowball and basically overturn the whole thing.
And it will, sooner or later, for folks. I can tell you right now, they can go ahead and push it at this point, and the response that they're going to get is like the one that they're going to get in France, and it'll probably be a bloody one. But I want to show you how this is backfiring. And as I get these, I share these with you because, again, is this the voice of the minority? Or is this the voice of the majority that's in agreement with the law that keeps them free? You're going to have to tell me, because I'm not going to just make this up for you, but this is what's happening in France right now. Hundreds of thousands of people are refusing, are defying the tyrants in their respective countries. This is Paris alone. Okay? Today is supposed to be the day that everybody gets the jab, and it doesn't look like they're going to get the jab, folks. It looks like they're refusing it just like every other country. So what I guess I'm saying here, friends, is regardless of what direction they go, I can tell you right now, it's the only way that this is going to fly is if they use the military against us. Now, I want to make clear, friends, that everybody understands what's going on here. They're creating another crisis. They're creating another variant. Okay? I want you to look up. Now, people need to understand that, again, when I say that this is the judgment of God as to what's taking place, it is the judgment of God. When I look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. They're creating crisis. Do you understand? And I'm not talking down on those that do understand. No way. I'm not doing that. We're in this together. But what I'm saying is they're creating the crisis. If there's a new variant, what I want you to do is I want you to understand that they are using military jets on a global basis. This is old news. We played pieces from the mainstream media calling it out for what it is. I've had military friends that used to fly F-16s that are pilots for Delta that were with me on airplanes telling me those are not contrails. Those are chemtrails. They didn't know it was being sprayed down. I can tell you what's being sprayed down. They're spraying chemicals down on the people where there's large populations. Go to chemtrail.com and do your homework. But keep in mind, the judgments are driving us to Christ. I want to say this one more time. Just this last week, a week and a half ago, forgive me, I had a friend tell me how the devil was after him. And I said, well, is it pushing you to God or is it pushing you away from God? He said, it's pushing me to God. I said, that ain't the devil. I said, that's the Lord. It tells us in the book of Psalm 119, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. If there's chastisements or there's judgment upon a people, keep in mind that's still a sense of the mercy of God to drive you to Jesus Christ. It's your call to do that. I cannot do that for you, but that is the message from heaven. You can rest assured. Acts 20, verse 21. And the fact of the matter is, do we serve a merciful God? Absolutely. But you better pay attention, friends, as to what is happening, because the Lord will not tolerate what the American people are going to, or at least deceive themselves into believing that they're going to tolerate. The Lord will have none of that. None of that. Okay, so good news. Canadian Appeals Court lifts enforcement of compelled speech order on Pastor Arturo Pawlowski. I just talked to Arturo this morning, and as I talked to him, I asked him, I said, how are things going? He said, good. He told me that this was a partial victory, but what I want to show you is what happens when you don't bend the knee like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel 3. I want to show you for yourself, friends, so you can see the victory that Arturo just received. And what I say about all of this, friends, is praise God and praise be to God. Once again, the Lord is not a man that he should lie, and he did not leave himself without witness on the behalf of Arturo. Check this out.
Unbelievable news. I've got great news for you. Literally minutes ago, the Alberta Court of Appeal stayed the sentence given to Pastor Arthur Pawlowski, his brother David Pawlowski, and to restaurateur Chris Scott, setting aside the bizarre and unconstitutional provisions that forced those men to denounce themselves after any public comment relating to the pandemic or the lockdowns. Justice Adam Germain, a disgraced Liberal appointee, made that order a few weeks ago. It was very punitive. It was abusive. It was Soviet style, commanding these three men that if they said anything that he didn't like about the pandemic, they had to immediately follow it up with his own bizarre little judge-written script. We learned in court today that the prosecution didn't even want that, didn't even ask for that. That kooky, kooky judge put that in. Well, the grown-ups came back today, and the Alberta Court of Appeal stayed the enforcement of that and ordered an expedited hearing. I'm so optimistic. It's not the final battle, but it's a great beginning to what I hope is a freedom-oriented ending here. Credit to the three men themselves, Arthur Pawlowski, David Pawlowski,
I would
and
sue
Chris
that
Scott,
government
for standing up
for
to this
everything it has. And I'm talking about those that are in the capacity of office
the
on an individual basis. I wouldn't sue the people. I would sue them individually.
The right. And most importantly, thank you to you.
Okay, so we have that, friends. This is what happens. Now, I want to show you. This was just brand new this morning, and I did an article on this, and I will go ahead and share this with people on social media platforms as well. But I want you guys, again, to understand that, you know, when it comes to the point where you see no evil and you hear no evil. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, I did an article this morning on a senator, a well-known senator in the state, in the country of Canada, forgive me. And she is one individual that just wanted to refuse the truth at all costs. And she paid the ultimate price. And, of course, you didn't hear a word from the mainstream media as to how or why. She was fully vaccinated. Okay? She was fully vaccinated. Now, keep in mind what King Solomon said. He said in the book of Proverbs, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And it's exactly what she found out the hard way. Folks, you know what? It's our job. The Lord says that he wishes that we would all come to the knowledge of the truth. But that's for us as individuals to respond to. When you have a senator going out and getting the experimental jab, and it costs her life, if that message doesn't show you that the devil believes that anybody and everybody is expendable, you better understand how Satan himself uses people. He's a black taskmaster, is what he is. And I strongly suggest, regardless of who you are or where you're at, that you leave that master and you go to the Christ immediately who conquered that black taskmaster once and for all. And don't ever forget it, friends. He finished that transaction, friends, over 2,000 years ago when he said, it is finished. And it is finished, friends. We have the victory from this point on to the rest of eternity when we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And his name is what? Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. John 14:6, John 8:32. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.